The three magic pillows. Once there were three pillows, Papa Pillow, Mama Pillow, and their little son, Polly Pillow. They lived in the land of Cozy Care in a beautiful backpack house. The door was open and closed with a drawstring. Something about their bodies made them very different from any other pillows. Unlike other pillows, Papa Pillow and Mama Pillow had a big, mysterious pocket at their center. They never knew why they were born that way. Their corners were also gently rounded instead of squared off like most other cushions or pillows. They were made with smooth, cooler-feeling fabric on one side and soft, warmer-feeling fabric on the other. This also applied to the lining of their mysterious pockets. Polly Pillow didn't have a pocket. He just had a soft, rounded body similar in shape to that of his father and his mother, except that he was smaller. One fine day, little Polly awoke early in the morning and thought about Mama and Papa's big, mysterious pockets. He thought to himself, "My Papa and my Mama have big, strange pockets. Papa's pocket is the biggest one, and Mama's pocket is a little bit smaller." Then he thought, "Boy, I would just love to climb into Mama's empty pocket if she let me. I know I would fit as snug as a bug in a rug inside." Polly Pillow couldn't wait to tell his Mama and Papa about his novel and exciting idea. When little Polly told them about his idea, Papa Pillow said with a chuckle,
"Who ever heard of that, Polly? A pillow inside a pillow? Now that's a funny idea."
Polly tried to defend his idea. "It's really not that strange, Papa. Remember, you and Mama have big empty pockets. You never use them for anything. I bet I'm just the right size to fit into Mama's pocket. Please let me try it." Then Mama Pillow said, "Well, Polly, I'm willing to let you climb inside my pocket. You can easily go inside by folding yourself in two. After all, you are soft and flexible." With these words of encouragement from Mama Pillow, Polly folded himself in two to make himself narrow and easily climbed inside his Mama's pocket. Once inside Mama's pocket, he spread himself out and could touch the inside corners of her pocket, filling it up completely. Papa Pillow couldn't help but notice that Polly had divided Mama's single pocket into two pockets.
"Looks like Polly's idea may not be so weird after all. The two of you do make an interesting new kind of two-in-one pillow."
Then Mama said, "How are you doing inside my pocket, Polly?" "I love it," exclaimed Polly. "I feel so comfy and secure inside." Suddenly, Polly remembered about Papa with his big pockets. He exclaimed excitedly, "Mama, why don't you also try climbing into Papa's pocket? It's even bigger than yours. I think you could fit inside it too, just like I fit inside your pocket. Let's see what happens. Is it okay, Papa?" Papa hesitated, then agreed. With that, Mama Pillow folded herself in two and quickly climbed inside Papa's big pocket and then unfolded herself, filling up Papa's pocket completely. She fit perfectly inside Papa's pocket, even with little Polly still snug inside her own pocket. Being pillows, their one desire had always been to help humans by providing them with comfort. Now Polly's new one pillow inside the other idea created something really new in pillows that also provides a place of comfort and protection for their hands and arms. The three separate pillows are transformed as if by magic into one single super pillow having four pockets. They decided to call the new three-in-one pillow the Pillow Mitt. The Pillow Mitt family was very happy that they could help the humans make their life even more comfortable. The end. Good night and sweet dreams.